You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Oh, I'm feeling like a rant this morning, especially with the topic that's going around in Black social media. Oh yeah, gentlemen. Oh yeah. Now, I was at first going to name this video, K. Michelle needs to have several damn seats. However, the more important topic is going to be the name of this video. Why men, especially Black men, must have a long memory. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I think that the timing of this interview that she did with Cam Newton is also pretty damn convenient. And I'll explain later. Now, first and foremost, K. Michelle, let's lay the groundwork with her. And something that the ultra pro-blacks love to say about men like me who date and have married outside of the Black community. They love to say that men like me should have absolutely no opinion about anything that's going on within the Black community. However, I would tell those men, take a long walk off of a short pier, because I still have Black nephews. I still have Black male cousins. So yeah, I do keep an ear to what's going on within the American Black community. Now, they never have that same smoke for the Black women who date out, especially the divesters, which is a shock to no one, K. Michelle actually is a divester, because some of the things that she said in that interview with Cam Newton, oh yeah. And of course, Cam Newton had to sit there like a knot on a log, because part of her interview, she actually dressed him down. She actually disrespected him to his face. But as usual, the overwhelming majority of older Black men refuse to actually challenge Black women on their nonsense. However, the overwhelming majority of younger Black men have absolutely no problems giving Black women that smoke. Now, for the longest time, BMAS Inc. was in full effect. Now, I know you would ask, what the hell is BMAS Inc.? Well, BMAS Inc. is an acronym that stands for Black Men Ain't Shit Incorporated. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, it is no secret that it is extremely a lucrative endeavor to basically shit on Black men. And Black women for almost 50 years have had the entire media to do it with impunity. From Phil Donahue to Ricky Lake to Oprah, to all kinds of movies, to even books. Yeah. BMAS Inc. was an extremely lucrative endeavor. And of course, the crowning achievement of BMAS Inc. was the original Color Purple. Oh, yeah. Every Black man is a potential Mr. Now, of course, they did a remake of The Color Purple, and that didn't go so well. Yeah, they tried their best to do the same thing to the younger generation of Black women by remaking that movie. saying, yes, once again, every black man is a potential mister. However, once again, that movie did not do too well. Now, the reason why I said black men must have a long memory in this case is because of an article and a YouTube video that I'm going to put in the description box. Now, this article was published on the 21st of September, 2019. K. Michelle, quote unquote, "I don't think men are good people." Now, of course, she really meant to say black men are not good people. K. Michelle's latest comments are sparking controversy after she claimed that men aren't good people. The remark came during an interview of the singer and reality star that she did on V103's Morning Culture. Once again, I'm going to put that video in the description box in its entirety. And it's around the 7-minute mark where she says this infamous saying. The topic of Michelle's toxic relationship, Mikey Memphis writes, came up, causing her to admit her struggles with her perception of men due to her past interactions, both professional and romantic. Now, remember, gentlemen, anytime a black woman says, "Oh, I've had bad relationships," she's not challenged. Whenever black men say that they've had bad relationships, everybody under the sun wants to put you under a microscope. Well, why? Why? And the first thing they'll say is, "Well, you chose her." But then when a man says, "Well, she chose him," oh, it's different. Yeah, the sisterhood of failure will come out and say, "Well, it's different." Quote unquote, "I don't think men are good people," she said. The reason for that is for men to do things that they will consider small in the flesh, of course, like cheating. Now, of course, it was found out that she actually admitted to cheating on men also. But once again, gentlemen, you have to be on your P's and Q's at all times. You got to be damn near perfect as a black man to get a substandard black woman. You know, that's going to destroy your partner, but you do it anyway. That is not a mistake. We watched the same story over and over again. Once again, gentlemen, they keep recycling the same crappy fucking narrative that a lot of black men are guilted and gaslit into actually accepting and feeling sorry for them. K. Michelle, who has a teenage son named Chase, says if she has more children, she wants twin girls and not a boy. Yeah, she's an absolute misandrist. "I don't want to raise another one. I'm struggling," she exclaimed. "He took off with a white girl, and as pro-black as we are, I got a phone call from my mama like, 'Chase said he could go on this date with some white girl.' I said, 'Okay, but we got unity. It's all good.' But I didn't tell him he could go anywhere. But he ran out of the house, went on this date, you know. I'm just trying to tell him, wrap it up. You know, you're a black person, a black male. You're my son, but out there, you're a black male. They don't care nothing about you. It's hard to raise a man. It really is hard because I see a lot of women fail their sons because I dated them. So I don't want anybody to look at me like, 'Who raised that boy?' Once again, I find it absolutely ironic that back then she was so pro-black to where she told her own son not to date white women. But here we are now. She's proclaiming that she dates white men. Go figure. Also during the interview, K. Michelle revealed why she had a life-threatening plastic surgery, saying she wanted to feel beautiful and be ready for the perfect and be ready to be the perfect artist. Yeah. Yeah. But first and foremost, when you watch her interview with Cam Newton, her choice of attire is absolutely atrocious. That green dress with her cleavage hanging all out. That is not a woman that has any modicum of modesty. But then for her to get up there and drag black men for filth, yet at the same time proclaiming how much white men love her? Yeah, yeah. And notice, she kept using one word over and over and over again. And that word was successful. Yeah, yeah. Up there trying to fake cry, not a single tear left her tear ducts. There was not a smear of makeup. Yeah, right. No. Once again, gentlemen, we know when women cry or attempt to cry in black women's case, it is all nothing but an attempt at manipulation to get you to feel sorry for them. No, 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 no. But yet, once again, blaming black men. It's black men's fault that black women don't have families. Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. Hold up. Wait a minute. Yet, never actually getting to the real reason as to why the black family unit does not exist in America. And we all know why. And his name, Lyndon Baines Johnson, the Great Society Program. I always find it absolutely stunning that whenever black women want to broach the topic of why black men aren't in the home, they never want to talk about how black women, by and large, marry the government. Oh, yeah, gentlemen. Oh, yeah. Now, once again, I find it absolutely convenient, the timing of her talking about this. Black men need to come back and form black families. Successful black men need to come back and form families. No, 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 no. While at the same time, not addressing a single thing that black men would say, hold up, y'all were married to the government for the last almost 60 damn years. Y'all had no problems kicking good black men out of the house. Y'all also had no problems having Pookie and Ray Ray's babies. Oh yeah, she also tried to throw that in. Black men keep having babies and not being with the women. No, 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 no. Those black women choose the dregs of society that get them wet and have those men's children. Yeah, the numbers prove it. There are more black women with children than there are black men with children. Yeah. Overwhelming majority of good black men are single and childless. So yeah, we can go ahead and get rid of that stat. But you know what? It won't. Why? Because black women's ultimate card and the only card that they have to play is the victim card. And believe you me, that card is really getting taxed right now. Because, like I said before, black women, by and large, married the government. And now that the government has pretty much filed for divorce and are kicking black women out on their ass, now all of a sudden it's, oh, black men, y'all need to come back. Oh, black men, you know, black women need help. Really? not an apology to be had, first off. However, Corey Holcomb, in his podcast titled Hyenas in the Hood. Boy, shout out to the Crimson Cure for that term. But Corey Holcomb went off. And he said, yeah, basically, should the hyenas be let back into the community? Well, unfortunately, the good black people would have to build a separate community from the hyenas. Because unfortunately, the hyena is the face of the average black woman. So there'd be a lot of building that need to be done. And the male hyenas too. So yeah, there'd need to be a whole lot of separation, which is something that unfortunately the vast majority of black people aren't capable of doing. We're not capable of separating ourselves from the dregs because, hey, a lot of us are actually connected to dregs. Yeah, something that the angry man have always said. The big reason why black people can't separate, even though we need to, even though on an individual basis, I think a lot of, you know, good, upstanding black people do separate themselves, but then they're the ones that are called coons and sellouts. Yeah, right. But yeah, all in all, once again, black men are being blamed for a system that is actually against the black family unit that black women had no problems benefiting from and using to their advantage. Remember, gentlemen, BMAS Inc., Black Men Ain't Shit Incorporated. However, now in the digital age, in the social media age, black men are actually able to say, no, we have our own narrative. And every time black men come to defend themselves, guess what? Oh, you're bashing. Oh, we're the most disrespected. Oh, we're the most unprotected. Blah, 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 fucking blah. Yeah, right? No. The truth is, Uncle Sam is divorcing black women. Now they want to come back to black men hat in hand saying, please, oh, please, please come back and help us. No. It's going to work on a few older black men. But by and large, no, the vast majority of black men have seen the absolute degenerate decline of the American black woman. And yeah, no, nope. A lot of black men have said nope. Especially with the horrible attitude off the jump, the obesity rates off the jump. Yeah, the STI rate, the STD rates. Yeah, something else. Mm-hmm. Another video that Anton Daniels did where a woman was talking about how black women are leading in herpes. So yeah, black men, this is why you must have a long memory. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article from K. Michelle from BET. Watch the video that's going to be in the description box. And remember, gents, at around the 7-minute mark, that's where she says, I don't think men are good people. And yet she has the unmitigated gall to go on Cam Newton's podcast, fake crying, saying that successful black men need to come back and rescue black women, essentially, while she's out laying with a white man. Get the absolute fuck out of here with this nonsense. Yeah. And with that being said, That being said, black women, you truly better understand this, even though I don't think you're capable of understanding this, but the social power, the power of social media, all the things that you enjoyed while BMass Inc. was active, all that's going out. Feminism, which was never your fight to begin with, has pretty much abandoned you. So that's going out right along with it. And now that the useful idiot has no place, yeah, y'all are going to be in for a long, cold winter, because winter is here. And more good black men are saying pretty much y'all are on y'all own. And hey, y'all deserve it. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.